The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This weekend, San Diego, Riverside. Next weekend, all the Florida dates are selling well. Church announces real quick. It is very likely that Tampa, Orlando, and Jacksonville will all sell out. They are all selling very well. Very proud of Florida. This is probably my best showing in Florida overall. 3 of the 4 dates are doing well. Fort Lauderdale was the one that I thought would do poorly because South Florida just don't show up like North Florida. I got 3 cities in northern to central Florida that are all doing well. Fort Lauderdale, all of southern Florida ain't doing nothing. But 3 out of 4, if you're in Florida, pull up. All right, God bless you. Now we start the episode. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel. Finger, finger, finger. Wow, wow,
wow, wow. Live. All 2025. Welcome to the first podcast of the year, our Lord and Savior, 2025. My name is Kevin Fredericks. This is Angel Tanksley, Joshua Gonzalez. I'll just warn y'all a little bit. Me and Josh are on the road. It's been a grueling 3 days. So if our energy is muted, we are giving you the best that we have. We have been in the city we are in for 1.5 hours. We ran in, dropped our bags, washed our hands, ate lunch, ran upstairs to shoot this to make sure y'all had a podcast to listen to. So charge it to our heads, not to our hearts, if we're a little muted. We put the docket back on the Patreon as we do. And surprisingly enough, the number one
wasn't surprising.
I couldn't believe it. Angel said, "Oh my!"
What was it?
Number
request. It was on my docket.
By and large, was one Joshua Robert Gonzalez getting engaged over Christmas break. Without further ado, Joshy, speak uninterrupted for one complete hour.
I'm gonna mute myself.
Man. I'm gonna do my best not to interrupt so you can get the story straight from the horse's mouth.
Kevin, don't lie. You will interrupt and it's okay, but y'all still gonna get a whole lot.
I'm expecting at least.
Kevin, you don't never let nobody talk. Kevin, you don't never let nobody talk.
I'm expecting at least. Here we go. I was gonna say, I'm already expecting interruptions around the clock. But yeah, we got
engaged. Born, Joshua, as a baby, what was your favorite milk? All right, go ahead.
I'm not doing all that. Yeah, we got engaged in New York, man. What's next, Jimmy Carter?
You stupid. He's like, and there's the end of it. There you go.
No, so I'll share with you guys like the planning process and how everything literally came up and like went up until the very last possible day before travel. And then I'll open the floor up for a couple Q&As. I know we were if this whole conversation goes for the hour, then no Q&As. But So I want to say I started planning this. I was having concepts of an engagement, you know, so around summertime, I was like, I'm ready to move forward with this. Around summertime, I was like, yes, it could or cannot have been inspired by a friend's 20-year anniversary. I don't know. It may or may not have happened that way. But I will say about mid-September is when I reached out to a friend of Imara and I's who does jewelry. If you want to check her out, her Instagram name is Divine Individual on Instagram. Her name is Davina Coria, from Little Providence, Rhode Island. I believe she's from Providence, Rhode Island. She's from Rhode Island for sure. So I was like, hey, nice guy. So I was like, hey, Davina. And I already had an idea of what Imara wanted. We didn't really go ring shopping, but she always, you know, drops a little hints, would send me like, hey, like, you know, if this, you know, if the time comes, this is something that I would kind of like. So I sent that to Davina. I said, this is my budget. And Davina's like, I think we can make that work. And she was super excited because Imara also knows her. They know each other, not very well, but enough to add to the story. However, but I wasn't sure if I was going to do it, the engagement, the proposal, said event. I didn't know if I was going to do it in December or in summer of 2025. And I say that because we didn't really know how our end of the year was going to look like schedule wise because of a show renewal called Churchy that was in production and we didn't know when it was going to be shot until we started shooting. Cause I was trying to figure out a time to go. If I was going to do it in New York, I needed that day or at least some lead time of when to have the ring done by. So I told Davina probably early September ish, give or take, because Churchy wasn't guaranteed at that point. So I'm checking in with, and I think around this time too, I had told Angel, and then I was checking in with Kev about the production days for Churchy because I was trying to block out a few days that we can go. Imara's sister actually lives in New York. She goes to grad school at Pratt for architectural design. I always get it messed up what the specific thing is, but it's a whole thing. She's at Pratt. It's bougie. It's not bougie. It's a really nice, it's a really cool school for her. She was very excited to go. So that being said, we haven't gotten out there to visit while she had been out there. So I was trying to make it work early December. That way she could be there for said proposal event. But once we figured out the production time for Churchy, we weren't going to be able to go until the 20th. And at that point, Imara's sister was already going to be back home for the holidays. But the reason why I didn't get to tell her to wait and not go home yet was because I had not yet talked to her father about asking for her dainty, beautiful hand in marriage. And that was something that was very important to me. I know not everybody might feel the same in 2025 now, but that was something that was very important to me. And I have a relationship with their father too. It's not like I've never met him and I wanted to have a conversation with them. So planning process of what the proposal was going to be for the event, I was trying to figure out ways to do it in the way that she would like it. When I was looking up like proposal ideas in New York, I wasn't finding really. Yes, Kevin, thank you for raising your hand.
I just want to know, were you nervous when you talked to her dad?
I was after the conversation started. I almost didn't want to let myself get nervous to psych myself out from doing it. But the conversation with her dad didn't happen until like the first or maybe second week of December. It was supposed to happen in November, but we didn't end up going down when we were going to go down and visit because Imara and I both had crazy work schedules. So Imara still works her 9-to-5 as an influencer marketing. I don't know her exact title, so I don't want to mess it up. But she works in marketing, and that job had been busy getting all the stuff ready that they're doing for 2025. And then her baking stuff has been booming. God is good. Amen. So weekends and stuff, everything was just like clustered up to where we weren't able to go visit when we wanted to. So that being said, the week kept getting, I was trying not to procrastinate. This kind of happened to stumble into later December. And then we're like, oh, it's almost time to go. But I was nervous after opening the door for the conversation. Cause for me, with all due respect to Imara's dad, I knew this was something she wanted to move forward with and I wanted to move forward with. And I think that's what kind of structured the nervousness back a little bit from me letting myself get too nervous to have the conversation, was that like, respectfully, this is going to happen either way. Me doing said proposal, unless he did say something that was like highly concerning. And then, you know, but I will say hearing his thoughts about it or anticipating what thoughts were going to come from it were a little nerve wracking. But that was once I opened the door for like the, I wanted to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
Thank you. But it definitely felt good to have that conversation with them, because that's the first time that he really like opened up with me, like man-to-man conversation with him, which was fantastic. And once I got that, so to back up a week before that though, Kev, the week we were shooting one of the bonus episodes, I want to say it was like the 14th, I think. It was one of those weekends, and I was telling Angel, I was like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to go down because schedule. We were pretty much working up until then, until the break. And she was trying to just literally get me to go down there and drive like that day. But I only had an hour to get home because Imara had a market that she was doing for some Christmas market thing that she did fantastic at and basically sold out. That being said, I didn't really have a lot of wiggle room then. God paved the way. He provided an opportunity. But even then, the day of, so I was able to kind of like finesse when I was going to talk to Imara's dad. She was on speakerphone with him, and I kind of jumped in because her little brother plays baseball. So I was trying to figure out when I was going to be able to go down there, see him solo. So he had told me a day for when a baseball game was that I can go down. I was like, cool. So the day before comes, I was like, text him, was like, hey, if I can get the information, at least the field and the time, I could figure the rest out. Cool, I'll hit you tomorrow. Bet. Sounds good. Tomorrow comes. We're down in Baldwin Hills. The game is in Southgate. So I was like, easy work. 30 minutes. I told Imara, I was like, yeah, I think I was going to go catch her brother's game. And she's like, oh, cool. I think they really appreciate that. So I was like, cool. Easy finesse to go in without raising too many questions. The day comes and the day almost goes completely. I didn't hear from him. Also, I had a feeling he got called into work that day, but he did not. The game started at 6 and I start going, I hit him, but also wasn't blowing him up because I wanted them to think like something was wrong. So I hit him and I didn't hear back. And then I get on the freeway to go home. Mind you, where Baldwin Hills is to where I live with traffic at the time that we're leaving is like 2 hours solid. So I get on the freeway, get halfway home. He drops a pin for where he's at, and I'm just like, God, why? So I was like, if I don't do this now, I don't think it's going to happen before we go. So I drive. I'm an hour into the drive. I drive another hour and 15 back.
Oh, man.
Mind you, granted, the game started late. So it worked out. But I will say, though, on that drive – and after the conversation is when everything got real, because at that point ring was paid for, and stop it. God is good. The ring was paid for, but it didn't get real until then, and it didn't get even more real that I wasn't anticipating until later, closer to the day of. But also it's because I was trying to juggle all these pieces of planning. And at this point too, I had figured out where I had wanted to do it. And that was a whole thing in itself because I was talking to Angel about it. I was talking to Liz about it too. I was going back and forth on the skating rink. One, because, well, this is how I found it too. I ended up finding it on TikTok. About like, cause she really loves the Rockefeller tree. It's like, she saw the post of where it got cut down from and brought to New York. Like she sent me that and I was like, okay, this is gonna be perfect. So when I saw that people got, were doing proposals there, the first one that I saw was like an English footballer. I was like, okay, it's probably crazy bread to try and do this. And then I emailed just like a cold email because they have like a direct email for it. And they sent me the quote. I was like, okay, it's expensive, but it's not crazy enough to where I don't feel like it's worth it. Because for me, I was like, how can I get a intimate moment in arguably the busiest part of New York during the season at the Rockefeller tree?
Listen, it's the new year. And we got to get our lives together, okay? We decluttering our homes. We're decluttering our bodies. But, baby, you need to declutter your finances, all right? And this is why I'm so excited that today's episode is sponsored by Rocket Money. Because Rocket Money is going to make sure your vision board for your financial goals aren't just images on a paper, but a reality that you can actually make come to life. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. See all your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For the ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts. Easily create a personalized budget with custom categories to help keep your spending on track, see your monthly spending trends in each category, and know exactly where your money is going. Get alerts if bills increase in price, there's unusual spending activity, or if you're close to going over budget. The new goals feature automatically saves money for you, so you don't have to think about it. Pay off credit card debt, put away money for a house, or just build your savings. Rocket Money makes it easy. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to help to find opportunities to save. Then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with customer service so you don't have to. Come on, Rocket Money, being the ultimate like a glow up tool. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/SK today. That's rocketmoney.com/SK. rocketmoney.com/SK.
So that's what justified the 5 minutes and only 5 minutes that we had on the ice together for that part. And I was going back and forth on the ice skating rink because I didn't know if she would figure out skating or not. And Angel was just like, you guys got to figure out how to go get a lesson or something. But there was literally no open days to try and like figure this out at least, or figure out how, if she was like comfortable enough on skates or not. But also, not even to put it on her, I was thinking like, dang, if I propose on a skating rink, how am I going to drop down on a knee and then get back up without falling? I was like, not trying to talk myself out of it, but I gave myself enough reasons to fully think about it. Because there was another spot, it's called the Lot, New York Plaza, there's a courtyard like two blocks away from there. But that was coming up on like proposal ideas. So the rink was kind of like, it was between those two. But the courtyard would have been no money. You just show up and hope it's not too busy. And I'm glad I did it the way that it worked out because that was the busiest I've ever seen. Like the Rockefeller Center around it, the blocks like were literally blocked off like two blocks around it. Just people walking. You can't drive in there. It was ridiculous. So to backtrack a little bit about before us going to New York. Also, any questions so far?
From no, this is great. Okay. I like to hear it just like this. Okay. Y'all hush. No questions.
Try not to jump around too much, but the way my brain works.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Okay, thank you so much.
If you leave out something that I feel is important, don't worry. Okay. I'm going to read it.
Yeah, because I've ran through this with Angel already, so I know she can help.
I can tell that whole thing.
Absolutely. She could be the mediator and the moderator.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I talked to her dad the following week. Oh, so mind you, of course, big dreamer Joshy at the same time. Let me go to New York the Monday before we go on our trip so I can go shoot Cole's show that he's doing at Madison Square Garden. Like, that wasn't going to add a whole 3 days of travel stress to try and get everything done and all the other pieces. So that happens. That was Monday the 15th, 16th. I forgot when that show was. And mind you, we were supposed to be in New York from the 21st to New Year's Eve. Well, we were. So I get back from the trip. I go straight to set for Churchy. And it's Tuesday. Wednesday comes. And I'm like, when at this point, I'd already been talking with Davina. And I was like, I don't have. And for me, I thought, oh, Lord. And for me, I thought, Angel, move the circle. There you go. for me, like, since I had started the ring process before, I did not think. No, you're doing great, Angel. You figured it out. For me, since I started the ring process in September, I thought that would be like the last thing I would be worried about at that point. But just from, I guess, stuff bottlenecking during the holidays. I did not. I hit Davina on Wednesday, just like checking in on like when the pickup was going to be. And then I don't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday when we finally like, because I started stressing about it. I was like, oh, my God, what if I don't have the ring for it? And I think Marcus was there on set Wednesday or Thursday. Oh, they were there Thursday and Friday. Yeah, they were there Thursday and Friday. This is the 19th and 20th. Mind you, we were flying out on a red eye. On the 20th. So Thursday comes and like, I still haven't really heard back. And then, cause I emailed her and then I text her. I was like, hey, Davina, like checking in, blah, blah, blah. And then, she responded like later on Thursday about the pick. She was like, oh, I'll just drop it off wherever you're at on Friday. I was like, cool. This is where I'll be all day, but I got to get back so I can, grab Imara, and then we're going to the airport. She was like, cool. So I had already told Imara, I was like, that I had got it cleared with Kev to leave early for Friday so I didn't have to rush around or be stuck in traffic. So I was like, okay, bet. Because in my head, I was like, cool, it'll be like probably 12 or 1 at the latest where I'll have everything and be able to head back. It is 3 o'clock, and Davina's like, sorry, Josh, I'm running late. I have it, though. The stone just got set on Wednesday, so they had to like, let whatever process happens after. She brings it to set. But mind you, at that point, I was like, okay, like that was the one, that was the moment when she sent me that text, like, okay, it's at least coming. I felt like all the pieces were at least aligned. So I was coming down off of that stress. And then she delivered it. And she calls me and she's like, hey, I'm here. And I was just like, I don't see you. But she parked in the other parking lot. So I ran over there, grabbed the ring, said thank you. We chopped it up a little bit. She asked me if I was nervous, and I was like, I genuinely didn't feel nervous during the week of it because of everything else that I was trying to juggle to make sure everything was at least a rendition of the plan that I was trying to execute. So we get on the flight. Oh, no. Backtrack a little bit. So I come back with the ring, and that like I said, breath of fresh air for me. Little context before, Angel and I were and Kev were talking about something, and I had asked Angel to look up a video as like a reference to a joke that I was trying to make. And mind you, she was looking it up and was about to share it, and that's when Davina called me, and I just completely like was in the conversation and then just walked away on the phone. Angel was just like, So when I came back, I basically shake the little box. And mind you, I was also scared because I saw the box and she gave me like one of the discreet ring boxes, the ones that are like, they're little rectangles. It's very small. It's probably no bigger than, it's smaller than a pack of like five. Yeah, it's probably that shape. So it's flat. So in my head, when she handed me the box, I was like, is this just like, and it had the, it was like a white casing and then the ring box on the inside, but it was flat. It wasn't like the traditional ring box of what you would expect to look like. So in my head, I was like, dang, is the ring just dangling in there? Because like, I was like, okay. But she's like, no, I gave you the discreet box so it'd be easier to travel with and keep in your pocket. I was like, perfect. So after that, I pretty much went home after I showed, who did I show? I showed you, Angel, Kev, and Quinn. Quinn Walters was there. And also, I'll share a funny thing about Quinn after too. Or two things. I can share one of them first. I'm trying to keep up with the timeline. So I wasn't telling everybody that I was going to propose, just if it came up in conversation, because people were talking about like the break and all that. And I was talking to Marcus about it. And then Quinn had came up. And mind you, Quinn is talent this day, right? So she's in full hair, makeup, wardrobe. I tell her in between takes and she starts crying. And like, and makeup looks at me and I'm like, bro, I'm sorry. like not streams, but enough to like cut through, right? So I'm over here. I'm trying to get her a napkin. And then I tell her how I'm going to do it. She starts crying again. So this was Thursday. Friday though, when I showed all four of us, I believe all four of us, she starts tearing up again, but that's part one for Quinn. So then I get home and I literally like have, I have like a moment with myself of like, I'm in the garage and I'm trying to think, I'm like, okay, so if I put this in my backpack now, it's not coming out until like showtime. So I was trying to figure out ways to, and mind you, at the same time, my friend who helped me with the photos and video, shout out to Lugo, our own, oh yeah, there it is. So that was a little box. Yeah, text me. Angel, so Angel took the photo. She's just like, I want to take a photo of you because when you come back, you're going to be an engaged man. So that's me. That's a trophy. So at this point, Lugo was like, on the way home, he's like, hey, is it possible for you to bring a camera and a couple, and I think an extra lens, or two camera bodies, one for video, one for photo, because his wife had helped him out too with the coverage. So I was like, I can, but I'm not going to bring my hard case because she's going to be like, this is not a work. Like, why are you bringing a hard case? So my backpack is at capacity at that point. Super heavy, super packed. But I was trying to like bring what I needed and figure out how I was going to get it to him. So we go to the airport, we fly in, and mind you, I don't think I got nervous. I had a little bit of nervousness when I was in New York that Monday because I was like, oh snap, this is where it's going to happen. Cause I saw all the Christmas stuff and I started thinking about like our first trip when we were together. And that's when I was like, whoo. I think work mode was covering a lot of, was suppressing a lot of the emotions. And at this point though, so we're getting, so this is when I didn't really flag anything for Imara though. I thought I had, or I thought she had like her nose kind of sniffing around a little bit the week of, because she had asked about nails, which she doesn't do her nails or get her nails done too often. She'll usually do them herself because she bakes a lot. So she doesn't really do like gel as much anymore, but she loves a French tip, like perfect world for her. She'd be French tip year round, maybe a different color of the tip for the season. So she had asked me, cause initially she was just like going to do something like Christmas red for the festivities. But she had asked me, the week of, she's like, hey, what do you think about like a French tip red or just a classic French tip? And mind you, since this was towards the end of December, I was like, oh, you should just get a classic French tip cheated a little bit in January, you're good for a couple extra weeks. It's not limited to just the holiday, you know? So then I told that to Angel, because Angel's just like, do you think she knows that it's going to come? I was like, honestly, I don't know at this point. We've been so busy individually. However, I feel like the nail situation, or the nail question, that's what flagged something for me that she might be on to me. And Angel's just like, you got to get her off. You got to get the scent off you. She's like, you got to get the scent off you. So she's like, you should hype up the our show in London, because that's the same week of her birthday too. Because that was my backup plan, was to do it then. Also, what helped solidify the Christmas plan, or the plan for New York, was I was telling Liz like her love for Christmas and Christmas in New York, and Liz was like, that it's at least for like the time of year, she's like, if you could do it there, and it kind of ties into like, that was our first kind of trip together too. She's like, for the full story, I think you should do it in Christmas. So shout out to Liz also for the 2 cents on that. Big Liz, not the little. What was I saying before that? Oh.
You have to throw off your scent, London. Continue. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I took Angel's advice, and I kind of hyped up like, oh, I really think you should go on this London trip, especially your birthday. Like, we'll make it special, right? And literally, like, I'm on my computer editing, and I kind of see her look at me like in the corner of my eye, kind of like, what do you mean? So, and I only brought that up because we brought it up when we went over to Angel's house after, and we shared that. So I didn't want to leave that out. So the morning of, we fly in, and this is when I'm starting to be like, if it wasn't 20 degrees out, I would have been sweating. Like, my hands would have been clamped. I mean, I don't know if they were clammy, but it was super dry, super cold. We happened to go to New York, the coldest days they had of winter. It had snowed the night of us flying in, and it snowed the day we were flying out, which was cool, because I'd never really been in New York when snow had been around. What does London mean? The London show. Sorry, locked in. Focus. I've been good. I haven't looked over.
Good.
Lock in.
Not now.
Okay. So.
Drink some drink.
So that's when I started getting nervous. It took us, the whole lift situation was brutal getting out of JFK, but it wasn't that busy. It just was so hard to call a car, and they move stuff around. Just adding light context. So my brain was there and my phone was dying. So we get to the hotel and I'm just like, I hope the room's ready. Story of the lives of flying in on a red eye. I was like, even if it's not, we'll go grab a bite and just kill some time. Rooms was ready. We dropped the bags off. We walked to Essex Market. We stayed in Lower East Side. And then trying to figure out what to eat, right? Trying to figure out what to eat. I'm good with a bagel at this point. I just need something on my stomach. This girl, it's like a mini Reading Terminal. Sorry.
Yeah.
Essex Market is like a mini Reading Terminal. And they had like some bakery spots and donut spots, bagel shop. Whatever you want, you can find someone in there. They have pupusas in there if you want a pupusa. So, mind you, I was trying to be patient because the last time we were in New York, she still was very allergic to gluten. So she was very excited to try some pastries out there that she wasn't able to try authentically when we went last time to like a gluten-free bakery.
PrizePix is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, PrizePix has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all, including me. You pick more or less on at least 2 players for a shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on PrizePix. Listen, it's playoff time, all right? And I know because I've been watching. And it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the playoffs. You can now win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best way to get into the action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. You can join the 10 million members and sign up today. Prize Picks invented the Flex Pay, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. Prize Picks now offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide it even more value to your lineup. Okay, so you think Lamar Jackson is going to get more than 250 passing yards next week? Will Patrick Mahomes make more than 1.5 touchdowns? Cook up hot takes with your friends and win real money this football season when you and your crew run your game on Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best way to win real money in the football season. Which players are going off, are going off and which players aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. Thank you, Prize Picks, for sponsoring today's podcast. Prize Picks, run your game. Download the app today and use code SK to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Download the app today and use code SK to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. Y'all, it's the new year and everybody's trying to get a fresh start, which I think you should. And one thing that a lot of people focus on is finances, because finances are important. And sometimes things change throughout the year. When I was in my 20s, I wasn't thinking about my bigger future as far as in when I retire, what I want my kids to have. Heck, I didn't even have kids in most of my 20s. Now that I have four sons and I am in my 40s, I'm thinking about college for them. I'm thinking about what I want to do when I decide that I don't want a podcast anymore, right? Well, each year, each new year is an opportunity to reflect and plan on the future, like setting career goals, making financial moves, and most importantly, ensuring your family is always taken care of no matter what happens. Make sure that this year you check life insurance off your list to protect your family's future with Policy Genius. Policy Genius makes finding and buying life insurance simple, so you can ensure your loved ones have a financial safety net that covers debts and routine expenses, or even invest that money to earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options are 100% online and let you avoid unnecessary medical exams. I use Policy Genius to get my life insurance policy, and I loved it. I promise you, even if I wasn't reading this ad and somebody said, I'm trying to find life insurance, what recommendations you have, do you have? I'd be like, go to Policy Genius, because that's what I use. That's what my husband used. That's what my mom used. And we all had great experiences. I truly, 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 truly believe you're never too young to get life insurance as an adult. And it really will help with helping your family stay on their feet, get back on their feet, have a brighter future if you were to leave them. You're still leaving them a gift that I'm telling you right now, they will appreciate it. Compare quotes from America's top insurers side by side for free with no hidden cost. Their licensed support team helps you get what you need fast so you can get on with your life. I love that I got to talk to real agents that were really able to tell me like, okay, no, if you are saying that this is what you feel like you want to cover, this is probably the cost of the coverage, or not probably cost of it, this is probably how much coverage you want to get. How does that sound? Like, people really walking me through it. And I really felt like I could trust them. Like, And let me tell you, just to make sure I checked it out, after I figured out what policy I wanted to get with them, I decided to check with somebody else outside of Policy Genius to see what their how much their coverage was. Policy Genius got me the cheapest coverage as far as in how much I paid for the amount of coverage I got. Like, they were on top of it. So I trust them. Join the thousands of happy Policy Genius customers who left 5-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Secure your family's tomorrow so you can have peace of mind today. Hit a policygenius.com or click on the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
So, and I don't know if I told her this, but we were going back and forth from like 2 or 3 spots in the market. And like, I kept looking at her face and I knew she really didn't want it. Like, want what was there? I was like, do you want to go check the other spot? She's like, so like, we went back and forth. And I'm at this point, I'm just like, girl. Because I was trying to get, at this point, I was still trying to time us getting back and me leaving camera equipment at the front desk for Lugo. So I was trying to work around the timing for that. And I also know that she needed time to get ready to go. And I finessed her getting semi-ready, because I didn't know how like she was going to be able to get ready for ice skating. But that day, well, probably like the month before, when I was trying to lock in like the first day for her not to plan anything for us to do, I was like, well, we should do the first, because we didn't do the ice skating the first time. And that's why I knew that this would be an easy thing for us to check off the, like to check the box off. I was like, for the first day, let's do something light. We'll check a box off. We'll do ice skating and a nice dinner. Keyword nice dinner. So I knew she was going to be able to like throw something a little bit on. Also, it's cold, so you can only get a fit off and still be nestled, warm. So back to breakfast. We get food. And like at this point, I'm like, oh, I'm not even hungry. Like I can't eat. I think I had like half of my bagel sandwich. And then I was like, it's not really, I think I said something like, I ate like half a croissant before. I was like, oh, the croissant filled me up. Like, I can't even really, but at this point, like I'm like getting fidgety. I'm like starting to move around.
Food's not food right now.
Man. So, she's taking her time, just taking it all in, you know? So I'm just like, I'm looking at the clock because at this point, I think it's like 11 or 12. Oh no, this might've been closer to 12 or 1. Because the ice skating session was from 3:50 to 4:50, and the proposal was at 4:50 to 4:55. And they give you 5 minutes so they can still clean the ice for 5 minutes before the next session comes in. So basically the let me get there. So we get back to the hotel. We go up, and I'd been telling her about this cologne that I wanted, which wasn't a lie. And the store was like in Soho, which was like a 20-minute walk. And I knew she's going to be taking time to get ready. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go on a walk and take some photos and see if they have that cologne in stock. Mind you, I have my backpack on, right? So for her, she's like, and I said photo walk. So I was just like, camera gear, photo walk, easy check. That was the only flag that came up for her, she said. But I want to take my backpack so I can leave the camera gear in the front, walk out, go for the walk, come back. So dropped the camera gear off at the front, went for the walk, spent way too much money on that cologne. But for me, I was like, you know what? It's a justified purchase. It smells really good. And I need the battery in my back because I need to be able to be fixated on something at least for the next 2 hours. Mind you, it was so cold outside on this walk. Halfway through, I was like, why not just Uber? Like, why am I walking? But also, it was good for me to walk because like, I wasn't pacing in the room, but I was like, I couldn't sit still. So we get back. Well, I get the cologne. We get back, and it's probably like 20-30 minutes before we. Well, no, probably about an hour before we're supposed to leave. So we're running late, and mind you, at this point, I'm just thinking like, I didn't know when the cutoff was to get there. If there was like, because the way they bring in sessions, they scan the tickets, they're bringing in the people, just wait in line for the next session. Mind you, I didn't know I had like a hard ticket either. So I'm looking through the email because they sent me like three different ones, but I don't want to pull any of these up and be like, hey, this is when your engagement thing is. This is when your proposal thing is. So they had sent me a QR code in one of those emails that I had to like scroll and figure out on the walk up. At this point too, though, I'm like on the walk over. So it took us a while to get up there. And that's when I realized how busy it was because of how far the streets are blocked off around Rockefeller Center. At this point, I'm trying to like divert my energy or like occupy it. I was trying to occupy it. So I had my little camera out. I have a little vlog camera and I just started vlogging everything. Mm-hmm. Talking to the camera. I was like, yeah, today we're going to be doing this, this, and this. So all my energy is going to that. So I'm trying to like just keep my brain busy. And then we get to the line, we get checked in, and then so everybody there knows. They just what they ask for you is they text you like the day before, then the morning of when you land. They're like, hey, send us a photo of what you guys are wearing so we can identify you guys a lot easier after you guys get checked in as well, once you guys are on the ice. Because what they do is they know who's supposed to stay on and who isn't. They cycle everybody off, and then it's just you two out there. So I thought it was going to be that clean and that easy. It was not. And we will get to there. It was not. So we get there, and I didn't know that the first buffer was the person scanning, and then they hand you over to the supervisor. So the person scanning scanned my QR code. And mind you, it had like the total price of everything on the bottom too, so I couldn't show the entire ticket to Imara. I just had like the QR code. And then, so the first lady scanned, she's like, oh, I think you guys are past the cutoff window. I'm going to have to call my manager over. And for me, I'm just like, I didn't know about a cutoff window. And also call the manager over because this isn't going to be the reason why this doesn't happen after everything. So, but that was the handoff to at least get the process of us being checked in properly for everybody being notified. Cause at this point I had sent the photo like in the Uber over. I was texting them. I was like, hey, she's still getting ready. So I'll send you a photo when we get to that point. Send the photo. The manager comes over. I was like, hey, I wasn't sure there was a cutoff time. I showed her like, I was like scrolling to the bottom. I was like, hey, she's like, oh, it's fine. She gives us a separate sticker than everybody else got. But you can't really notice that because it's like two different colors unless like you really paid attention to it. So we get checked in. At this point, it's like 3:30. No. It's like 4:15 to 4:30. And mind you, the moment's supposed to start at 4:50. So we were late. And at this point, I'm just like, I just want to get in. And we get our skates. And I'm just trying to get us out on the ice, right? So, like, they have a bunch of lockers. And all we have is, like, that we're going to leave in the locker was, like, shoes. And Imara's like, and some of them work, some of them don't. But for me, I'm like, it's just shoes. It's her boots and then whatever shoes that I got for the trip. And she's like, she's trying to find one that works. She's like, no, none of these are working. I was like, girl. In the next 20 minutes, I'm literally gonna lose my mind. I don't know if I told you this, but I'm sorry. We finally find one that works, and she's like asking people, she's like, does that one work? Is that one empty? I'm just like, girl, please. But mind you, it's 15 yards from the lockers and where you put the skates on, rubber mats, you walk out and you're on the ice rink. So we get out on the ice. I'm trying to get her to get like a feel for it. Cause I took like a couple of skating lessons just cause there was like an ice rink in Oxnard that got built. And I was like super curious about it when I was a kid. So I had like a familiarity with skating, but I wouldn't say like I'm super comfortable on skates. Cause it's been probably at least 15 years since I've tried to do it. But in my head, I just ingrained, like, it's going to be like riding a bike. You're going to be fine. So it is, if you never, like, been skating, it is so slippery. Because you compare it to rollerblading, but rollerblading, there's at least like friction of the wheels and the ground. You could still slip and fall. But Imar got the hang of it really quick. But I was trying to kill time because we had still like had 15 to 20 minutes before the moment. And at this point too, the thing that was playing to my favor was that we had got there late enough to where I know Imar would have wanted to stay for at least that duration. I was wondering how it was going to work if we were going to be there from 3:50 to 4:50, because I know she doesn't love skating that much, even if she did figure it out, to be like, oh yeah, let's stay here for the full hour. Because yeah. For us, we'll go have fun and be like, okay, let's go eat.
Yeah.
But so she had got, we were big holding the rails for two laps, right? We were talking to the people because they had some workers there and they were super cool, talking to us, giving people tips and whatnot. The kids that were like under 3 feet had like these penguins. I kind of wanted one of those just for, you know, peace of mind because I didn't want to fall. But they said we were too big for those.
But you fell in love.
Oh, God. Okay. Kev, you didn't raise your hand. So a couple laps go, we take some photos, and then this is when I started getting frustrated with her, because I'm trying to time us being at the back in the middle when they call people off so we can just stall and that one was me, sorry. So we can just stall and focus. So we can stall and just be back there at least when the time comes, so we don't have to go out and cover more tracks to, because for me, I'm trying to think about like, we're not gonna be able to move around quick if they start cycling people off. But she's starting to just skate. Like she's just starting to go faster and I'm trying to like get her to slow down around the area every single time. And she's like, let's just do another lap. So I was like, all right, let's do another lap. So I wish there was a video of me trying to get her to just like we stopped, we took photos. There was this one dude who literally was like Olympic training in there. And mind you, there's a bunch of kids and stuff just learning how to ice skate. This dude had like the super tight zip up on with the straight pants. He brought his own skates. You bring your own skates to the Rockefeller Center, man. Just wait. Just wait or come at the hours and nobody comes. But he was there for like a couple of sessions. But he's like, and I bring him up because Yamara's like, I want to be able to do that. She low-key found like a new hobby that she's interested in because of this thing. She was getting the hang of it. She was all smiles, having fun. For me, I'm just like, girl, just please take your time. Don't fall, because I know once you fall, you're out. I know you. You're going to be like, let's get out of here. Skating's dumb. Mind you, it's only been like 10 minutes. This has been the longest 20 minutes of my 31 years of life. Soon to be 32, God willing. But my mom texts us. She's like, oh, she's like, FaceTime me when you guys are at the tree. And I'm like, Esther, why would you say that? Because she brought it up because that's what we did last time we were there. But my mom knows what's about to happen. I'm just like, why would you trigger her to want to call you before? Or why would you like flag that? So that was something else I was thinking about. So we, and we get close, like one of the times that we stopped in the middle, Imar was like, oh, we should call your mom. And I'm just like, not now, because I don't know what she's going to give me when I turn the phone or when I FaceTime her. So I text my mom really quick before we call her. I was like, we are just saying hi. And my mom answered the phone real quick and she didn't want to like spoil anything because she didn't know what was going on. She also didn't read the text.
Have you ever woke up with a funky symptom like a swollen, itchy eye or a funky looking rash, tight pain in your neck or persistent cold that just won't go away and immediately Googled it or searched TikTok to see what's wrong? Oh, I know I have. Listen, I feel like I'm talking about myself. We've all gone down that rabbit hole, but it's time to get help and care you really need with ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter your doctors who take, you can filter doctors who take your insurance, are located nearby, are a good fit for any medical need you have, and are highly rated by verified patients. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings. This is my favorite part. Choose a time slot that works for you and click to instantly book a visit. Appointments made through ZocDoc also happen fast, typically within just 24 to 72 hours of booking, and you can even score same day appointments. I absolutely love ZocDoc. We have used it multiple times, and I swear to you, it is one of the best things we've added to our toolbox in this life called adulting, okay? It has truly been such a blessing, and they do make finding a doctor easy because it can be daunting. I get it, especially when you find somebody, they talking about they ain't got an appointment for 3 months. You ain't got to worry about that on ZocDoc. You can find somebody that can see you sooner rather than later. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/SK to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/SK. ZocDoc.com/SK.
So when I tell you she answered the phone and she's just like this, Kev, she's like. And Imara's talking, and I'm like, hey, we're just saying hi. And then my mom's just like,
hello.
She was like, I don't think she can hear us. I was like, yeah, she probably can't. All right, mom, well, I'm going to call you later. Click. So at this point, it's still like maybe a couple minutes till they start announcing they're going to start clearing people off so they can clean the ice. I didn't know they did that like 3 times. And those felt like the longest last 5 minutes. Finally, they say, okay, everybody's got to come off the ice. And Imara's rule follower, McGee. I'm a rule follower too, but she is like, because the way that the there were two workers that they were trying to clear people off, they were like almost yelling at people because people were like sitting there with the ice starting to clear. They're trying to get their selfies in. They're like, no photos, everybody off, please. You had an hour. And Imara's just like, oh my God. So I'm trying to like go slow just so we could stay in the back in the middle. And I was like, let's get a couple more photos. She's like, they're telling us we got to go. I was like, no. I was like, we're fine. Trust me. So then she just starts inching closer to the middle. I was like, Imara, let's grab a couple more photos. And then this one couple was right next to us in the middle and asked the dude working, like, hey, can you get a photo of us? He's like, oh, no, man, I don't take photos, but you got to get off the ice. Like, we're trying to clear it off. And Imara's like almost beeline into the exit. And I'm trying to go slow. And I'm trying to like think of, cause she had her, like a little bag with her that was tucked under her jacket. And as soon as she tucked it under her jacket, I was kind of mad at the workers when we got on the ice because they had her tuck her little bag underneath her coat that she was wearing. And I was also thinking about like, how am I going to get that moved over for the photo? So I was thinking of ways to stall her. I was like, hey, can I get the hand sanitizer out of the bag? I was like, I was touching the rails. It's really freaking me out right now. She's like, yeah. When we get back inside, I was like, no, it's like, I feel like my hands are itching right now. So, and at this point, she's still like at the exit, right? Cause there's two gates. In like one corner, and that's the way to go in and out. The worker though, kind of comes up and starts kind of like not boxing her out, but kind of just stands in the exit to try to keep her from going off. Cause he looks at me and I'm like, bro, at this point, I'm like, I'm out of ideas of like how to, but for me, I was like, if you get off this ice, I'm gonna be really mad. But, she got really close and the guy was kind of like, cause I told her, I was like, if I ask this guy if we can go take one more photo, are you gonna do it? And she was kind of just blocked out at this point. Her mission was to get off the ice so we didn't get yelled at. The guy was like, oh no, you guys should definitely go take another photo. Like, you guys are good if you guys want to go take another. And she was kind of like, what? Like, she was so confused. Because this is the same dude that was just yelling at the couple of like, get off the ice, no more photos. So that whole part could have been handled so much better for me if there was like a black and white, this is what's going to happen. Because the way that it was illustrated of how it was going to happen, the people just weren't getting off. I was like, you guys got to figure out, listen, because I paid the money. This thing needs to be clear for those 5 minutes. So I slowly kind of inch her out to try and get one more photo. And then at this point too, I was just waiting because you send in the song that you want to play. So I played Essence by WizKid and Tems because that was like one of the first songs that we, that was actually, that was a song that was like popping off when we became like officially together. So she, that had always been like, like a point in our relationship. And I'll tell you the other song that I was going to pick too, or pick between, I was going back and forth was, oh yeah.
Just want to set the mood, Joshy.
Dang, why am I blanking? Oh yeah, yeah. So the other song I was going to pick was The Girl Is Mine by Michael Jackson. The reason why I didn't, so she just, that's probably one of her favorite Michael Jackson songs of all time. The reason why I didn't, hot take, I don't like Paul McCartney on that song. I feel like when he comes in, he takes over the whole song. He comes in way too early. So I knew Essence would have been safe. So once we kind of got her inching out further into the ice to try and take one more photo, she was so confused, but I was like almost pulling her at this point. Then the song started playing. I was like, thank you, God, because I felt like I'd been waiting an hour and a half for that song to start. Because when that song started, she looked at me and she was like, what are you doing? She's like, what's happening? I had never seen her genuinely surprised before. So the entire Q4 of planning this is what it felt like every day almost. That surprise for her made everything worth it for me. Because like, I was like, oh, you really didn't know. But she was also like, I don't want to say she was like in her, like just kind of stuck in her place. But I was, cause I was trying to get her back to the middle. I was like, come here. And that was like, I was like, girl, you know what's about to happen. Just please come with me. At this point, I'm just like, please, let's just, I just want to at least get to that moment. So that was so much anticipation for that one song to play. And then after the fact, we were skating off and I could tell she was like in shock and surprise. But the words that will stick with me forever in every generation, God willing, that I live to see after me, she said, oh, you did your big one with this. And I was like, yes, that's it. That's it. That made everything else worth it. Every dollar spent. But man, that was a lot. Then I say, I told her that, cause she had wanted Lugo to be a part of, something in our relationship for photos, at least. Cause he does really, really good, photography, wedding stuff, video, all the good stuff. East Coast, hire him. Where's Lugo? So we had dinner at 7:15. This was like literally 5 o'clock. So we had walked around after and we took more. That's the photos that I shared. We took all those photos just kind of walking around the Rockefeller Center. That was so packed. I'd never want to go back there in that specific week of Christmas ever again, because that was the busiest I feel like I've ever seen New York. And also that's another reason why I don't love going up there, just because of how, like, I feel like it's just super congested all the time. So we do the photos. It takes us forever to try and get to the reservation for dinner. We're late and we end up not being able to get our table at Beauty in Essex. I was like, listen, this is, I was annoyed. And I feel like I'm missing a part. Oh, okay. So at this point too, I had told the people that I have told, immediates, right? Angel, Kev, Mel, Greg, Liz, I'm trying to think. And then maybe like one friend group back home about at least like when it was going to be happening because of how timely everything was. they were expecting some kind of photo, but we didn't get to take like a quick selfie just because of everything happened. And we immediately took photos after that. And then I was trying to get over to the, there wasn't really a place for us to like take a quick photo to send around. So we're waiting for our table that never became at Beauty in Essex. And I told Imar, I was like, hey, there's a couple people waiting for this. And this has been like 2 hours after the fact at this point. So we take a quick photo. I don't know if I showed the people that one. Let me try and pull it up.
Uh-oh. Exclusive.
Pew, pew, pew. But this was literally just us having a drink. And finally, like, and that was the thing too. During this whole time, I was like, I can't wait to be able to talk to her about all this. Because mm-hmm. this, we're literally best friends. So it's like we talk to each other about everything. And this was weighing so much on me the entire process to where I was like, I can't wait to debrief about all this.
It's so cute to be like, I want to propose to you. Now I want to talk to you about that proposal.
But that was the thing, because I was like, I can't. There's not one thing that I could talk to you about this stressful period of my life until the fact happens. But I felt like it took us like 2 days of me being able to like fully debrief of all the other moments that I could remember as they were coming. And then God bless Quinn's heart, right? She was also on the list of people that I was supposed to send a photo to. She DMs me, because I forgot I didn't have her number, but she was like eagerly waiting for something, right? And God bless the tight circle that I have, because this is how I know the photos didn't go around. Because I knew that Quinn was left out of the loop. And I
what photos? So
yeah, what?
What photos?
Exactly.
I say word.
But so Quinn goes, she DMs me. She's like, Josh, please, I am dying. This is probably the 23rd, like the 23rd or Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. We didn't post anything, I think, until either Christmas Day or the day after. Which was really cool, like to be able to just experience this. Like, we've always been like semi-private with our relationship, but being able to just like enjoy that time without like our phones always being on our phone, like talking to everybody or getting phone calls from everybody. Like, we told our immediates and stuff.
Oh,
and
we
like,
were dying.
You guys FaceTimed us immediately. It was fantastic.
Joshua, me and Melissa were in Atlanta. This is what I knew. I was like, I literally almost cried. You're done now. We're talking.
Okay. I was like, I put myself on mute to help me help myself.
Josh, you
before you get it off, the last thing was that I forgot about Quinn, and I apologize, Quinn, if you're watching this, but
she'll be fine. Go ahead, Kevin, because I'm going to talk to you.
Me and Melissa was in Atlanta like, okay, it's 3 o'clock our time. It's 6 o'clock in New York. And Melissa's like, no, she said that, and I was like, oh, we're in the same time zone as him. That means we have to wait like 3 more hours. Yeah. It was the one time being in Atlanta was like, LA is always good because things are happening. If you're in New York, we're like, oh, we're gonna find out about 3 o'clock. He should send a picture. Having to wait until literally 3 more hours was the absolute worst. Go ahead, Angel.
Let me tell you, I think on that day, hold on, because I was so. You proposed on the 21st, right?
21st at 4:50-ish, give or take when that song actually happened.
I want y'all to go to our Here's the Thing chat. I purposefully texted y'all on the 21st in the morning just to remind you in your head
that this is the chat to send it to.
Yes, and I need to know. I put, did we ever decide when we're supposed to be shooting next? I didn't care about when we were shooting. I just needed to get back into your mind. As a person that you needed to contact once
absolutely
it had happened.
Absolutely.
Just like, oh my God. Because I was like, I don't want to text Josh on the side. I don't want it to ring any alarms. I said, you know what? Let me just go into the Here's the Thing chat and ask the question that I don't really care about. But the part that y'all are not getting that I just love is that, well, first of all, rewind. Josh was really like, when he was getting ready to leave, I said, oh my God, I cannot wait until after you do and we find out. And he was like, oh, he said, you're going to be refreshing your IG. I said, excuse me. I got to get a text message. I am not a fan. I am a friend.
I bet to get a text message that this didn't happen, or we all gonna have problems. But the other thing is that when Imara came over here, when Josh and Imara came over and I got to hear her part of the story, what was hilarious is that she really was taking that ice skating seriously. She said, man, the professional, he was so inspiring. He was like doing all these things. And I was like, what a dude. Meanwhile, I'm thinking Josh is about to blow all of his food out of his ass. And you are over here trying to be a damn Olympian. He is over here trying to figure out how to pull off of his beautiful engagement.
And why would you really word it like that, Angel?
Because it's just so funny to think of how far apart their brains were in that moment. Man. Josh got bubble guts, and she's like,
I was losing my mind.
I really like skating. You know what? I'm gonna do this a lot more often. You know that part on Dumb and Dumber where he's trying to get the black girl's number and his foot catches on fire, and she's like, you know, 3/4, you know, just give me the number. That's Josh.
But this is the other thing that was so sweet. She said, as it began to happen, before the proposal actually happened, but when the music started, she said all of a sudden her heart rate went up. It was like her body responded to the moment before her brain did. And I said, oh my gosh. She said, my heart is beating fast for some reason. Something is getting ready to happen.
She kept saying that. She's like, my heart is beating so fast. And at that point, I was like, as long as it don't palpitate, we're good.
How did you get her to turn around and like when you went down?
What do you mean?
Like, were you like just skating? Was she looking at you when you went
down? No, so the song started, we're still by the exit, and I'm trying to enter closer to at least some part of not just the exit. Because I didn't, at this point, I was like, bro, start the song. Like, you can't see these people over here anyway. But the problem was that was all bottleneck because people were waiting to get on for the next session. So if this is the skating rink, this is the exit. She's like, we're like here-ish, and I'm trying to get to like here-ish. So the song started playing when we were like around here, and then that's how I was able to bring her over.
He said that people started cheering when he went down.
There was one group of black girls that did everything we needed. They did everything we needed.
You can see it every time. They don't to know you.
Josh, yelling congratulations.
Black women are going to know the moment. They don't have to know the person. They're going to know the moment. And you know Josh was serious, Angel, because he didn't have no hat on. When he goes full hair, full Gonzalez hair.
I was going to go full hair, but I had the beanie on. Imara was you should put the beanie on. And she wasn't wrong. She wasn't, because it was cold.
You didn't have
the beanie. But for me, I was thinking about the photo, but I would have been dead on that ice.
Yeah, you would have been very, very She said she blacked out. I said, do you remember what Josh said? She said, I heard the first part. I don't remember anything else. She said, I don't remember there being people there. I don't remember any of
Josh. Oh, Josh.
And that was everything. Because for me, I was like, there's no way to get an intimate moment in New York without doing something like this in that setting. They said,
call her right now. It just makes me so happy. You know, I still go back to when I first met Imara. I said, oh, this is a baddie. She's a baddie, okay? And she's very sweet. But she also got a little bite to her, which what I enjoy the most. Is the little bite. Girl, calm down. Sorry, my dog ran up in here. I'm just so happy for you. We're just so godly proud.
Godly proud, Joshua.
Can't wait for the little babies to come whenever they God do. Will. No rush. Whenever you all decide. Oh, just so happy.
Mm-mm. God willing. Thank you guys for the abundance in love and congrats and felicidades that you have showered upon both of us. I also realized that that was the most liked photo I've ever got in my life. And you guys just don't give a damn about anything else that I post, which is fine. Which is completely fine.
They're like, who is J. Cole? Where is Imara?
She was like, 15K. I was like, yeah, 15,000 for us.
Yeah.
But I also expect nothing less, which I'm very grateful for, that you guys, one of the, I think, most humbling comments that I read, and it wasn't just one, were y'all saying how happy you guys were for a couple that you guys don't even know in real life, but you know us from this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So for that, like I said, that was very humbling. And I'm going to drink some drink before my eyes start getting.
Oh, feel your feelings, Josh.
And when I meet her people at work, it's on site. Because Josh didn't say this. They were over there putting it in her head that it was going to happen in New York.
People, I don't even know, Kev. Because she had one in, she had one in-office day. One in-office day in December. And they're like, he's going to propose in New York. And when I heard that, I was like, I'm pulling up. I'm going to pull up to the office. Because the problem now is they're all going to be the I told you. They all knew it, apparently.
But she was like, no. I'm pretty sure it's happening in London this summer. Mm-hmm. No, I'm pretty sure. I was like, that's right.
I'm so glad you put that in her mind.
That just sucks. Listen, I know when people, we don't be wanting to spoil a secret, but our brains be like, I see what happened. I know what's coming.
I was like, I can't hold water. So I was just like,
he surely can't. Thank God he didn't see him. You ain't seen her in a little bit.
Hello.
Yes, Kevin would have been like, hey.
Hello. Hi. Everything is normal for you right now, but maybe you will
get there soon. Have fun in New York.
If y'all do some crimes, you better tie me up and keep me out of the loop, because I will dry snitch and then I will wet snitch.
He did it. Sir, who? What are you talking about? He did it.
Oh, man.
That's surely how we found out Mel and Greg were pregnant with the second baby, and me and Marcus didn't have to pretend like we don't know.
I'll go find out. I don't know the story.
You dried snitched.
What'd I do? What'd I say?
What you normally say. And then, so with Mel and Greg having this, having the new baby, da da da, and we were all like,
that's why Mel didn't even tell me for a long time.
We were just like,
we were going to somewhere and she wasn't drinking. I was like, you're not drinking? She was like, yeah, I'm trying to lose some weight for Hawaii. And I was like, okay. And my mind is just accepts. And then it might have been another 2 months before she
this
told
is the
her.
Baby that's already here, y'all. There's no new baby. No. No. Oh, and she said when they told
us. Can you imagine?
Oh, Lord. And if I was right, I'd been like, now, see, that was, I didn't know I was telling anything.
It was the work people.
Right. Oh, Josh, this is so exciting. We cannot wait.
Great.
I love weddings. I absolutely love them. So glad. Can't wait. Can't wait to be there.
Thank you.
Oh. All right, guys. Me and Josh got a show, Tide Hour. And we're not bringing him on to hash it out. That's all you get. You get Josh's point of view. We're not finna come over and go over it again enough. And don't be starting to ask when's the wedding when you're having babies. You find out the rest of the stuff when you find out the rest of the stuff.
Period.
You hear me?
We don't happy for this moment. We happy for this
we
moment.
Happy for this moment. And this
Josh
is all
spent
it is.
$5 million on his lady, and we proud.
Josh didn't tell you he chartered the Delta 737.
Yes, it did. It flew into a private island after the engagement. I said, money, coin, coin, money.
All right, we'll see y'all likely.
That's what Saturday. I want to know.
Yeah, maybe Saturday, because we got a show in San Diego. So I just need to see what time we leave. But probably Saturday morning, we'll talk about the other stuff.
Saturday.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.